Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your daily shot of investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today we are talking about the massive sell-off that has taken place in the world equity markets over the last 48 hours. In the last day, I've had a number of you send me messages, even text messages, asking for my opinion on what's happening in the equity markets. Frankly, I'm not surprised by this massive sell-off. We've seen an entire year of market appreciation where that appreciation is not supported by the underlying fundamentals of the companies. Amateur investors who don't understand what they're buying may play the market. They may buy, for example, into an ETF, an exchange-traded fund that represents a basket of stocks. When I buy stock in a company, I'm buying the company. I'm not playing the market. And I would buy a company only if the underlying fundamentals support the price. I'm looking for a bargain. When you go to the grocery store and you buy bananas, if they're 57 cents a pound, you might say, okay, that's a bargain. If they go up to $10 a pound, you can easily make the value judgment that they're too expensive. But how many people can tell you with confidence what the true underlying value of, say, Apple stock is? Is it a bargain at $200? Is it a bargain at $400, at $800? What actually is a bargain for any given company on the public market? There are only a handful of people on the planet who take the time to analyze, really understand the underlying fundamentals, determine what a stock is actually worth. While the overall economy is reported to be doing well, we've also seen deterioration in the performance of some blue chip stocks. For example, General Electric very recently reported a $6 billion write-down in their insurance business, and then put forward an additional $15 billion in staged write-downs over the next decade for their insurance business. That's a $22 billion oopsie. That's a big deal. And so here's GE, one of the most trusted blue-chip stocks on the market, being questioned in terms of their accounting practices. Securities and Exchange Commission has launched an investigation into their accounting practices, and there seems to be a little bit of smoke there. We don't know what the outcome is going to be, but let's say there's at least a little bit of smoke. And finally, I want to share with you my perspective on investing in the equity markets. My uncle, Peter Trevis, owned a seat on the New York Stock Exchange back when he was actively in the brokerage business. So he was one of the 1,000 members of the exchange. I grew up in that world. I owned shares of companies at a very, very young age. Today, I hold almost no stock in public companies. Question is why? So back in 2004, I joined the executive of a California-based company called Applied Microcircuits Corporation, AMCC. And as an officer of a public company, I was very interested to see how our CEO was communicating the performance of the company, including the division that I was responsible for, to the public markets. So I was very much in tune to the conversations that were going on internally. He went on Jim Cramer's show and said to the public, "I dare you not to buy my stock." It was a very audacious, perhaps even irresponsible statement to make. And then I listened to him speaking on the quarterly analyst calls, and I was shocked to find that he was actually lying to the public. He was saying things that simply did not match the conversations that were going on internally. So I asked myself the next question: how many other boardrooms in America was the same thing going on? The small investor has virtually no control. And that, folks, today is why I invest overwhelmingly in real estate today. Because the real estate projects that I develop, I feel like I have a tremendous amount of control. And I'm not a control freak, but I want to be able to at least have some measure of control. As a small private investor in the public markets, I can tell you with a high degree of confidence, you have almost no control. So as you're evaluating your asset allocation, as you're evaluating what's going on in the markets, give that some thought. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.